This goes to Dr. Ernest, E-R-N-E-S-T, fax 989-463-5956, regarding Joanne, it's J-O-A-N, LaClaire, L-A capital C-L-A-I-R. Her date of birth is 5-14 of 1951. Dear Dr. Ernest, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. LaClaire with stage 3A chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Her last visit was December 2nd, 2024. Since that time, her husband, who was very ill on dialysis and with dementia, living in an assisted living facility, passed away. So she did go through quite a bit of stress after he passed, but she is recovering and feeling somewhat better after her loss. No hospitalizations or procedures since her last visit. She denies nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain or palpitations, but when she does have episodes of atrial fibrillation, her heart rate ranges between 100 and 140, and she feels very short of breath when that happens. So she did have a recent increase of her Atenolol from 50 milligram daily up to 100 milligram daily. The cardiologist is hoping to prevent rapid heart rates when she does go into atrial fib. And he stopped the amlodipine 5 milligram daily. And she is anticoagulated with Eliquis 5 milligram twice a day without bleeding episodes. And she states that blood sugars are well controlled with the last hemoglobin A1C of 6.2. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea, no bowel changes, blood, or melena. She makes adequate amounts of urine without cloudiness or blood, and no edema or claudication symptoms. Medications, in addition to the discontinued amlodipine and increased Atenolol, she's also on Losartan 50 milligram daily, Lipitor, Metformin, Zoloft, Amitriptyline, Omeprazole, and fish oil, and multiple supplements. Physical exam, weight is 218 pounds, and that is about a 13-pound increase over 6 months. Pulse is 60. Blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130 over 78. She will continue to monitor her blood pressure at home to make sure that the Atenolol at the higher dose is adequate for blood pressure control. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 30th of 2025. Creatinine was 1.15 with estimated GFR of 50. Albumin is 3.8. Calcium 8.8, phosphorus 2.9, sodium 135, potassium 4.7, carbon dioxide 25, hemoglobin 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3A, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels. She will continue to check labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently at goal. The patient will continue to monitor this at home. 3, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, currently stable, and 4, diabetic nephropathy. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.